The Pan American Health Organization presents the Digital Health COVID-19 Podcast. Today's topic, technology readiness in public health. Many countries are looking to invest in systems to support public health surveillance, including the monitoring, protection, prevention, and health promotion of all individuals. The importance of these systems has been highlighted once again by the COVID-19 pandemic. Large-scale investments in information technology streamline individual and organizational work processes and improve the quality, safety, and efficiency of care. However, before investments in IT are made, it is essential for an organization to assess their information technology readiness, which aims to evaluate the preparedness of the organization to support technological change. An IT readiness assessment is an assessment of an organization's technical environment, infrastructure, and IT service capabilities. By assessing readiness, it is possible to identify gaps and prevent common challenges that arise with IT implementations, and thereby ensure the successful adoption of information technology systems in the organization. The IT readiness assessment should consider not only the technical requirements such as hardware, software, and supporting devices, but also assess the organization's facilities such as the power supply and the temperature needed to support and maintain the systems in place. A comprehensive understanding and appraisal of the systems surrounding the new technology can ensure that no unforeseen complications will disrupt technology implementations and adoptions. Before investing in new technology, it is important to assess the technology currently present in the organization or system, and determine if those technologies might be modified or configured to sufficiently support future needs. Additionally, organizations should consider if the information technology is aligned to support the goals and operations of the organization. If it is aligned to support the key business requirements and workflow of end users, and if there are any opportunities for improvement of these workflows. It is also important to check if the IT system and architecture are sufficiently robust to support anticipated growth throughout the upcoming years. In terms of the information technology infrastructure, it is necessary to analyze user workflows in order to determine whether existing devices meet needs in terms of number and availability, location, features, and mobility. If current devices are insufficient, consider investing in additional hardware. If users are supported, the next step is to assess whether the new technology software will integrate with other software and operating systems, or whether it will be necessary to reconfigure systems. Plans should be made to support IT systems in the future if new systems are added. Network infrastructure and capacity should be evaluated to determine whether a wireless or cabled connection is required. The network needs enough bandwidth, and in the case of wireless capabilities, it is important to have enough access points. Storage capabilities, both on-premise and off-premise, must be evaluated to maximize space and minimize possible failures. In the case of off-premise storage, cost and options to maximize control of data should be evaluated, as well as compliance with privacy legislation. In the specific case of information systems for health, it is essential to ensure that all patient information will be protected against security threats. If staff may need to access system remotely, VPNs and other protective measures may be required. If staff may need to access systems remotely, VPNs and other protective measures may be required. The information system must also support as many types of devices as possible and leave room for future needs and improvements. The current physical security measures in place must be evaluated to verify whether they are and will be adequate given the new technology being implemented. This includes the IT environment, power supply, climate control, and others. In terms of information technology support services, evaluations should include on-site versus off-site considerations, hardware and software necessities, and the possible need for additional support staff. And in the case of off-site support, the service level agreement models available from vendors and third parties. For more information, you should visit PAHO's Information Systems for Health website at www.paho.org/ish, where you will find plenty of additional fact sheets and guides. This podcast has been produced by the Pan American Health Organization.